B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
This is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Stephanie, where do you work?
So I actually work through an agency. So I go to a bunch of different facilities, anywhere from the Cape all the way up to the North Shore.
Oh, gee. What are you delivering, supplies or?
No, I actually work as a nurse, but it's through an agency. So it's more flexible in a way where you can just pick up the shifts, that anything that's available that works with you. You can just pick up pretty much whatever you want from any facility that is in need of a nurse.
So you're probably seeing craziness all over the state then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like I was just at a place the other day that had no surgical masks whatsoever. Wow. And they had a patient who's on neutropenic precautions, meaning their white blood cell count is really low, and they can pretty much get sick very, very easily. Yeah. So you're supposed to wear a mask, and they're supposed to wear a mask at all times, and they had no masks for me to even be able to care for this patient. No hand sanitizer.
God.
Yeah. It's getting really, really crazy.
So in a situation like that, you still have to go in and take care of them the normal way?
Well, luckily what I did is there was another nurse on the floor, and he had been working the previous shift as well. So he already had a mask. So pretty much he had to go and do anything, any sort of clinical, anything clinical that needed to be done with that patient. He had to go in and do it and then kind of report to me what was going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you have as far as your situation at home? Are you married? Do you have children?
I am engaged. It's probably going to be like a 20-year engagement at this point. And I have a 5-year-old daughter, 2 dogs, and 3 chickens.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
When you're... she threw in 3 chickens.
I'm going to go to your
house
and hang out.
Right?
So when you go home, what's the situation? Like, what's the process? Do you, like, immediately get in the shower, throw your clothes in the laundry?
Yep, I keep my clothes separate, like in a separate plastic bag from my family's laundry. I try to do everything right away. I wash my scrubs and everything by themselves. Take my shoes off. Just trying to pretty much like sanitize myself before I even go near anybody else when I get home.
Yeah, do you and your husband still sleep in the same bed?
When he's not kicked onto the couch, absolutely.
Yeah. you're one of those people who definitely needs the liquor stores open at this point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I need it more than him. He has been sleeping in the bed, but past couple of days he's gone to the couch, and it's probably because he doesn't want me to, like, infect him if God forbid I have anything. But we sleep in the same bed. Sometimes my daughter will try to crawl in with us, and she's really upset because she can't go out and play with her friends because of what she calls the coronavirus.
Sucks, man.
Yeah.
So do you think this is getting, how long do you think, in your opinion, from what you see, do you see this getting worse before it starts getting better?
Yes, I hope that right now we're at the peak of it. And unless we do just pretty much put the state on lockdown, like a lot of other states have been doing, I don't see it being controlled in any way. You know, you're going out. They say that you can show, it takes up to 14 days to show any symptoms. Yeah. So if you think about it, how many people have you been in contact with in 14 days?
How many places have you been that you don't remember?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. Handling money, everything. It's not going to get any better unless people really start taking it seriously, and people leaving the house showing any symptoms. And the hard thing is that these symptoms are not unique. They're symptoms that are just like the flu or your common cold. And so you think, oh, okay, it's because I have asthma that I'm having a respiratory issue, or, you know, maybe I'm getting a cold. But in all reality, you could be showing symptoms of the coronavirus, not knowing it, and then you're going out and possibly contracting it to other people.
Yeah. See, this I don't understand. Okay, so Stephanie is on the front freaking lines, and she's saying, let's just do a freaking shelter in place for a period of time. Like, you have more of an expertise in this than the damn people on TV talking about it, and yet they're still not. I'm serious.
The governor governor seems like he's very much against it. Every day he keeps saying we're not going to do it.
I get that he's probably getting certain pressure from people to stay open. But I think that, you know what? This is one of those cases where everyone's getting affected. We're all in this together, as they say. And so let's all suffer together for whether it's 5 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever. So people like Stephanie won't be freaking scrambling at work. And I'm sure that there are certain things that you're like, I'd give this more attention if there wasn't so many things I had to give attention to, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And from, you know, you have to do certain trainings. My brother-in-law is a firefighter. He's had to do trainings, you know, the past couple of weeks. Specifically for this, I had to do trainings in order to even be able to continue to work in any nursing facility. And one of the things that was kind of caught my attention and was really worrying me is the fact that they downgraded this from airborne precautions to droplet precautions, mainly for the fact that they don't have enough N95 masks to support this sort of virus if it is considered airborne. But they've already proven that it lives in the air for up to 3 hours. So it's clearly airborne, but they're not telling people that. They're trying to say it's droplet only because we don't have the supplies to support it.
Wow, that's insane. Damn. Well, listen, Stephanie, thank you so much for
everything
you do.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
If no one else, thank
you. You're very welcome.
We are. And I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Regina's Pizzeria as a little thank you.
Little thank you.
as a lunch, you know, as a thank you. So hang on the phone.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. And Mark will get all your information. By the way, anybody else, if you know someone in the medical field or you are too, we'd like to thank them personally because that's what we do. It's the Get Up Crew, baby, on your Throwback Station, Hot 969. Thanks for listening.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.